It's nice out there this morning. It should be a nice day today, up to about 66 degrees. We'll detail the weather forecast again coming up in just a few minutes. I was just talking with Jerry Deeg from the DBRA Scout Ranch about the fact that it's getting green out there. You're going to have to start mowing the grass out there soon, aren't you, Jerry?
Hey, good morning, Paul. Absolutely. You know, it's this time of the year when things start turning green and everybody starts gearing up for their camping season. So I'm excited for fair weather and spring and summer. And then we'll be talking about fall here before we know
it. Yeah, well, let's not rush through summer. Let's get there first. We'll talk about some of the things going on out there. Krista Warner is here as well, the local scout administrator. Good morning, Krista.
Morning, Paul. How's it going today?
It's going good. It seems like any time that you talk to kids about why they like to get into scouting and what they want to do, and especially girls who are now getting the opportunity to do scouting and ask them, why are you doing this? Why do you want to do it? The first thing that they seem to say is camping. I like to go camping.
It actually is. I visited the new St. Clair troop last week, and I asked them if they were excited about this opportunity. And the smallest, little, slightest girl said to me, oh, my goodness, I am so excited. I'm like, what's the biggest thing you're looking forward to? She's like, camping. Yep.
That warms your heart, doesn't it, Jerry?
Absolutely. You know, I'll tell you, the Boy Scouts of America has had an outdoor program now for 109 years. And the best part now especially is, you know, for the last 100 years, we've offered hundreds of different opportunities. I mean, currently we have 137 merit badges that a young man and now a young woman can try that as adults, you and I probably will never get a chance to do unless you're actively involved in the Boy Scouts of America. So what a great time to get involved in scouting, because this is the greatest organization on the planet when it comes to serving our youth.
Let's talk about DBRA. Where is it? And just kind of give us the overview of the place.
So DBRA is about 45 minutes straight west of Port Huron. And we are the largest camp in the state of Michigan. We have a little over 1,800 acres. And to put that into perspective, we're bigger than the city of Hamtramck in a footprint. We're also one of two locally owned horse ranches in the entire country. There's, of course, the one in Metamora, and there's another one out west in Oregon. And then our national scout base down in Arizona. So three active horse ranches in the entire country. That's a pretty good moniker to have.
Yeah.
And then we have three lakes, 26 miles of trail, 25 miles of road, and nearly 1,000 rentable beds at our facility. So if you want to try something at DBRA, we'll have the opportunity to give you 137 different opportunities and more.
Isn't it fantastic, Krista, to have that available so close to your service area? So, I mean, it's a great place for these kids to go.
Oh, absolutely. I think we had just over 600 kids go to camp last summer. So,
from this area. And you service so many more than that. How many kids do you see there?
Well, I'm proud to say last year we saw about 44,000 people come through DBRA Scout Ranch.
Coming from all over Southeast Michigan and beyond, too, right?
Southeastern Michigan and beyond. This year, we're going to entertain troops from Ohio, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Indiana, and as far south as Virginia.
No kidding. The word is out about DBRA.
The word is out.
So I want to talk about what the most advanced thing is that somebody could do there, but let's start at the entry level. For the first-time scout going on their first camping trip, what do they do?
So the most important thing to learn is your core values. So we call it a T21 program, which is tenderfoot, first class, second class. And once you get past those requirements and those rank advancements, then you're on your way to doing whatever it is that you want in scouting. But you have to start with the things on how to build a fire, how to do first aid, how to cook your own food, because the Boy Scouts of America is all about patrol method, which is giving the youth an opportunity to do their own things, make their own decisions, prepare their own foods, and if the scout master's good enough, the kids will be making his food too.
that's the real key. What about the most advanced groups of scouts out there?
So now we have another program called Venturing, and then there's Venturing and Exploring, and that's typically for our high school age kids or youth from 14 to 21. And those opportunities can vary from doing police explorers or fire department explorers to just doing high adventure opportunities. I mean, not very many people get a chance to go climb mountains or go caving or do the things that the Venturing program will offer. So there's a lot of different opportunities. And when you get to camp, there's also a plethora of things to do. The big thing that DBRA is pushing right now is what we call our skilled trades area. You watch the TV and you see everybody's talking about higher education, and because all of us continue to go to school and do our higher education stuff, we're forgetting about our core values on how to actually make things, fix things, and build things.
For sure.
that's where we're at with DBRA and our Longhorns Blacksmithing Company. So we're bringing all the metalworking stuff back to DBRA, woodworking stuff back to DBRA, carpentry. So there's a lot of cool things coming to DBRA in 2019
beyond. Sounds like it. Where did you get your passion for scouting?
It actually started when I was a kid because, my parents didn't have a lot to do with scouting, but my aunt and her sons did. So anywhere they went, that's where I went. And I've tried to leave scouting several times over the years.
And keep pulling you back in.
And there's always that one individual, and a couple of them from the Blue Water area and some of them from beyond. But I was blessed with a daughter, and I'd never had a kid in scouting until I got remarried. And that's when it just really started burning then, because now I've got an opportunity. And now that we can serve all youth, it just makes it even more special to be a part of the, in my opinion, the greatest youth organization there is.
It's got to be a lot of fun to see kids that have never camped before come out there, and they must be kind of in awe. And then by the end of the time that they're there, they know what they're doing.
Absolutely. And the greatest part of our job, well, Kristen, I can't speak for everybody in the scouting industry, but the aha moment is absolutely the best thing to do when you see that youth for the first time tie a knot. That's a life learning lesson, whether that knot be to tie their shoes or that knot be to secure something on a hay wagon or a pack horse or whatever. But the skills that the Boy Scouts teach is something that you will live with forever. And you could pick anybody that was in the scouting program. There's always a fond memory of that one thing they learned from the day they got their first pocket knife to the day they rode their horse to the day they finally got to the top of the climbing tower. So it's absolutely amazing.
Well, we live in this world where everything is automated. Everything is done by pushing buttons. And when you can actually physically, like you said, tie a knot, do something that, perhaps could serve you well later in life. That's a great thing to learn.
Absolutely. And that's the things that the Boy Scouts of America teaches, whether it's the Cub Scout program, the scouting program, the venturing program. It's all about learning first and then doing those things that you've learned and having the ability to take care of yourself and, most importantly, take care of others.
Yeah. Krista, when people decide to go to, for example, DBRA is a camping adventure, if a group or a troop decides to do that, they decide that on their own, don't they? They set that goal. They figure out how they're going to pay for it. They do it all themselves, don't
Absolutely.
They?
Absolutely. It all starts with them.
Yeah, and that's one of the great things about scouting.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You can make your own way in scouting, or you can just hang out for the ride. Yep.
And by the way, people camp all year round. You have winter camping, too, out there.
Absolutely. That's the funnest time of the year, because there's no bugs and snakes.
Well, yeah, that's true. Yeah, nothing bites but the frost, right?
That's true. But, yeah, we do a lot of winter camping at DBRA, and I mean, it's an all-stop place. I mean, if you want to do something at the ranch, your imagination is the only thing holding you back.
Yeah, well, it sounds like an amazing place, and you're going to see a lot of kids over the next few months, aren't you?
Absolutely. We're looking for our busiest summer in recorded history at DBRA in 2019, and 2020 is going to be our banner year because that's our 70th anniversary.
So, oh, wow.
So we'll be rolling out some pretty amazing 70th birthday stuff, including offering 70 merit badges in the 2020 season.
Wow.
With five of them being something that's hard to get. So,
well, I'm sure we'll talk before then, but be sure and come back in 2020 because we want to talk
Absolutely.
About that. Absolutely.
I can't stop talking about scouting. So anytime you'll have me, Paul, I'm here.
You got it, Jerry. We appreciate it. And Krista, thanks for coming in. Appreciate
thanks so
it very much.
Paul.